Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Thank you. We're having some technical difficulties, but we're going to get through it.
Thank you. God said, Abram, open your eyes. Look around. Look north, south, east, and west. Everything you see, the whole land spread out before you. I will give to you and your children forever. I'll make your descendants like dust. Come to your descendants with risen powers, casting the dust of the earth. On your feet, get moving. Walk through the country, its length and breadth. Giving it all to you. Abram moved his tent. He went and settled by the oaks of Mamre. He was exuberant. There, he built an altar to God.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can you see? I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can you see? I give myself.
Good evening, friends and neighbors in Radio Land. We are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving, when others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions. Then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same. And that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust by now he is moving in you. I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to understand him in a way we've never understood him before, wherein we begin to For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, then we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we will find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we begin to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we're not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will and releasing ourselves into his purpose. Yes, God, I'll do it. I love it when God just comes in and switches your whole entire program that you had planned. So we was going to do The Blood Still Works, but God has totally switched our plan to Genesis. Turn, if you will, to Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 through 18. Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 through 18. The reader has already read it, so I'm going to just go with what God gave me there. Let us pray. Father God, it is in your name that we call on for your help right now, Father God. We call on your name right now, Father God, as we attempt to deliver this word from you, Father God. Let there be no nerves. Let there be no anxiety. Let there be no distractions, Father God. But let your people hear what you have to say to your people. Take my mind, think through it. Take my mouth, speak through it. Take my eyes, let me see only you. Take my ears, let me hear only your voice. For if you can't do it, then it can't be done. Let me be an instrument, a reflection of your love, as long as you send inspiration from above. It is always in the name of the Lord Jesus that I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. My thought for this particular message is, Lord, I need more. Lord, I need more. Now, we realize that here we see two characters. We see Lot and Abraham. And, you know, Abraham had gave God, God had gave Abraham a promise. And the first thing that we see as we look into this particular text is the first point I would like to make as we look into this particular text is verse 14 says, after Lot separated from him, after Lot separated from him. So my first point is, if you're going to move forth, you've got to separate yourself. Separate yourself from those, from sometimes you got to separate yourself from people. Sometimes you got to separate yourself from negativity. Sometimes when the elections were going on, we just didn't even listen to those debates. But nevertheless, we have to separate ourselves. The second point I would like to make is, after we separate, we have to then open our eyes and look around. Look north, east, south, and west. Everything you see, the whole land is spread out before you. I give to you your children forever. You have to look. I believe the King James Version says, lift your head and look. I believe that's what the it says, lift up thine eyes and look. You have to look at God. Sometimes, many times in this life, we get discouraged and we get complacent and we get oppressed and we get depressed. But we have to look up to God. My third point is we have to walk into that particular thing. Where verse 7 says, arise, walk. 17 says, arise, walk through the land in the length of it and beneath it, for I will give it unto thee. You have to get up and walk. And in the process of getting up and walking, therefore, you are on the move. You have more or less released yourself from your comfort zone. You have released yourself out of the oppression and out of the depression and out of being set aside and out of every trial and tribulation. And verse 18 says, Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelled in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built his an altar unto the Lord. When, first of all, the word Hebron means the land of blessing, the land of blessing, yeah. The land of blessing, yes. The land of blessing, yes. The land of blessing. And it says that he dwelt there and built an altar unto the Lord. In other words, as a contractor builds a house, it starts with a foundation. And if the foundation is crooked, you've got to tear it down and start all over again. And here, God told Abraham to remove his tent. In other words, you've got to make your tent larger, because you have designed is not the design that I have for you. You got to pull out those stakes that is holding it because you're thinking too small, Abraham. You need to pull up those stakes, for the stakes of loneliness, the stakes of oppression, the stakes of oppression, the stakes of trials, the stakes of tribulations, the stakes of discouragement, the stakes of complacency, the stakes of everything that is hindering you from being what God has called you to be. And therefore, walk within that. When you begin to walk within that, yes, sometimes it is going to be uncomfortable. And see, I think for far too long, we as saints of God and children of God have become too comfortable. Comfortable in the way that things are. Comfortable in the way that we worship. Yes, we know how to have church. We know how to clap our hands. We know how to raise our hands. We know how to shout. But when the music stops, the question arises, do we know God? For most times, we go to church to see what Sister Tomato and Butter Collard Green have on. We go to church, and it seems like it is nothing more than a fashion show. And we get entertained by the choir, and the preacher gets up to preach, and what do? Fall asleep. Instead of listening to what the preacher has to say, we talk to our next, the person sitting next to us, instead of listening to what the preacher said. Nine times out of ten, when you get home and someone asks you, what did the preacher talk about today? You sometimes have to shake your head and say, I don't know. But when the music stops, do we know God? And the question arises, God, how do I get to know you better? And the answer is, study his word. For it is in his word that there is life. In his word, there is love. In his word, there is peace. In his word, there is joy. In his word, there is healing. In his word, there is deliverance. In his word, there you will find comfort. Lord, I need more, more of you and less of me, Father God. I need more of your love, more of your peace, more of your power, more of your strength, more of your joy, Father God. Father God, we thank you for many different things that you have done for us, Father God. We thank you for being the wheel in the middle of a wheel. We thank you for being a fountain open to the house of David for sin and forgiveness. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you for being our all and all. We thank you that the bed that we slept in last night was not our cooling board. Ah, but we thank you, Lord. Ah, Lord, I need more. Pray much for me. We'd like to remind you that on Monday night, we have the Reverend Jesse Stewart and Evangelist Tammy Stewart, and that is at 8 o'clock. Also on Monday night, we have Leo Killens at 9 o'clock on Monday. On Wednesday, we have all the way from the nation's capital, the Elder Willie J. Van. That's all the way from the nation's capital. Thursday night, we go back to the Peach State of Georgia for the Bishop, George Flint. And that is at 8 o'clock. And Saturdays at 6 o'clock, we have Evangelist Arnold. And right back here on Sunday at 6 p.m., we have yours truly, Minister Amos Joseph Collins. And we invite you to catch the word, for the word is falling. We see you next week.